In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. We have the Feast of Corpus Christi, the Feast of the Body and Blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to share with you some of my experiences. When I was about 12 years old, I was having a lot of doubts about the resurrection. It was on Holy Saturday that the power of God came on me. The power of God that showed me that Jesus had been raised from the dead. I knew that I knew that Jesus had been raised from the dead and that he occupied my heart. One thing I said to the Lord is, I'll never doubt you again. He knew I was trying to tell the truth, but there were many times that I doubted him. But he always came through. He always came through. Let me tell you about Father Adam. Father Adam was giving a homily once, and he said, you know, the disciples of Jesus Christ are very few because people will not lay their lives down for Jesus. When he was leaving the church, a man came up to him and said to Father Adam, I am a disciple of Jesus Christ. And Father Adam said, how do you know? He said, I'm going to tell you how I know. He said, when I was blind and the priest raised up the precious body of Jesus, my left eye was healed. And then when he raised up the blood of Jesus, my right eye was healed. And I've given my life to Jesus. I'm a disciple of Jesus. Oh yes, the power of the Blessed Sacrament, the power of the Eucharist. Jesus said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him. Let me just tell you this now. Many years ago, I was asked to give a talk under a tent, and they were to Portuguese people, and I knew most of them left the church. And I went, and I preached my heart out, and I got all these amens and hallelujahs, and I preached on the transfiguration of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the people really liked it, and they were amazed that a priest could preach like this. It's all God, you know. It's all God. But, you know, I knew they were going to invite me back again. And so when the spring came, they asked me if I would come back again and preach. And I said, yes. I said to the Lord, what do you want me to preach on? He said, the full gospel. I said, Lord, they're going to throw me out of the tent. What do you want me to preach on? He said, the full gospel. So I started off with, the full gospel has to do with evangelism and preaching the word of God. The first job of the priest is to proclaim the word of God. And oh, they were all crying out, amen, hallelujah. And I'm thinking in Italian, aspetta, wait, just wait. You're going to throw me out of this tent. And then I said, the full gospel has to do with Pentecost, that we are called to be baptized in the Holy Spirit and receive the charisms of the Lord so that we can build up the community. Oh, and they all said, hallelujah, praise the Lord. And I was saying the same thing. Then I said, the full gospel has to do with caring for the poor. They were not happy with that. I said, not that I am saved because I pray, I serve the poor, but Jesus said that we are to care for the people who are not cared for. Well, they weren't cheering about that. They thought I meant salvation came from caring for the poor. It doesn't. It comes through grace by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, let me just tell you, then finally I knew they were going to throw me out of the tent. I said, the full gospel has to do with the Eucharist. On the night before he died, he said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. Well, the people started to leave the tent, and they started to prophesy against me. This is a man of the flesh. Do not listen to him. And I just remember, you know, I kept on saying, yes, it's all about the Eucharist. It's his presence among us today, the real presence of Jesus among us today. And people were leaving the tent, and they, as they were leaving, I hollered out, and will you too leave? There was this young man who was so angry with me that went home and took the Bible and looked at every place in the Bible about the Eucharist, and by morning he was a Catholic again. Today he goes and adores the Lord 2 or 3 hours a day. This is amazing, amazing. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. I remember sitting by Chandler's Pond as a sophomore in theology, and I had 2 more years before I was going to be a priest, 2 or 3. And I remember looking up at the seminary. It was cloaked in the glory of God. It was cloaked in the glory of God. It was mystical. It was beautiful. It wasn't a cloud that you see up in the sky. It was cloaking the beautiful seminary, because these kids were going to be ordained tomorrow, and they would be able to offer the body and blood of Jesus Christ, the one sacrifice of Calvary. I went into my room that night because I had to prepare a paper, and my window was open, and you know what? The power of God was coming through my window. I said, this is just amazing. Why? Because these kids are going to be ordained tomorrow, and they're going to be able to give us the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I tell you, I've had people come to me and say to me, Father Tom, how do you know it's the body and blood of Christ? I said, because Jesus said it. Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, he who eats me will live because of me. This is the bread come down from heaven. Unlike the bread your fathers ate in the wilderness and died, the manna, those who eat this bread will live forever, and the bread that I shall give is my flesh for the life of the world to come. You know, many people left Jesus in John 6, verse 666. I tell you, many people left Jesus, and Jesus said to them, will you too go? And St. Peter said, to whom shall we go? You alone have the words of everlasting life. Oh yes, the Eucharist is the body and blood of Christ. I was before the Blessed Sacrament one day, and I was very upset with Jesus because everybody was being touched at this retreat, but not me. And I said to Jesus, I'm very upset. I'm very upset. You're just like everybody else. I came seeking you, and you hide from me. With that, I heard him say, rest. So I got on the carpet and rested, put my head in my arms. When I got up, the glory of God I saw on the flowers. And the Lord said, do you see these flowers, how much glory they give me? I said, yes, Lord. He said, how much more glory can you give me? You're a human being. And from the Blessed Sacrament, the power of God came. And I was so filled with the Holy Spirit that I couldn't even imagine. I felt a river burst in my belly. I knew that this was truly Jesus, and that Jesus was calling me to proclaim the Word of God. That was in 1968. And I tell you, the Lord is truly present as Eucharist. He is truly present in the Blessed Sacrament. He is truly present. I'm going to read the sequence. It says, loud, O Zion, your salvation, loud with hymns of exultation, Christ your King and Shepherd true. Yes, our salvation, Jesus Christ. with hymns of exultation. Christ, your King and Shepherd true, bring him all the praise you know. He is more than you can bestow. Oh, yes, we praise you, we bless you, we worship you, Lord Jesus. We adore you, we honor you, we glorify you. We give you praise and honor. Bring him all the praise you know. He is more than you bestow. Never can you reach his due. No, never. No matter if we praised him for 24 hours, we could never reach the glory of God, his due. Special theme for glad thanksgiving is the quickening and the living. Bread today before you set. Yes, bread is set before the altar. From the hands of old partaken, as we know by faith unshaken, were the 12 at supper met, the Last Supper. Full and clearing out your chanting, joy nor sweetest grace be wanting. From your heart let praises burst. Hallelujah, Jesus. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you. We adore you, wonderful God. We adore you as the Blessed Sacrament. For today the feast, full and clearing out your chanting, joy your sweetest grace be wanting. From your heart let praises burst. For today the feast is holden, when the institution olden of that supper was rehearsed, the Last Supper. Hear the new law's new oblation, by the new King's revelation, ends the form of ancient rite. No more killing animals and splashing the blood on the Holy of Holies and on the people. Oh, that's all gone. Now the new and old effaces, truth away the shadow cases. The shadow was the Old Testament. Light dispels the gloom of night. What he did at supper seated, Christ ordained to be repeated, his memorial near to cease. The word memorial in Greek is anamnesis. It means to make present the sacrifice, the one sacrifice of Calvary, not a new sacrifice, but the one sacrifice of Calvary. And his rule for guidance taking, bread and wine we hallow making, thus our sacrifice of peace. This the truth each Christian learns. Bread into his flesh he turns, to his precious blood the wine. Hallelujah. This morning I ate and drank the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Sight has failed, nor thought conceives, but a dauntless faith believes, resting on a power divine. Yes, our sight doesn't tell us this is the body of Christ. It is our faith that tells us this is the body of Christ. Here beneath these signs are hidden priceless things to sense forbidden. Signs, not things, are we all but see. The only thing we see is bread and wine. But it is no longer bread and wine. It is the body and blood of Christ under the form of bread and wine. Blood is poured and flesh is broken. Yet in either wondrous token, Christ entire we know to be. Yes, the Eucharist, when I receive him, I receive the entire risen Lord. Whoso of this food partakes, does not rend the Lord nor breaks. Christ is whole to all that taste. Yes, he's the whole Christ, the whole risen Christ to everyone who receives. Thousands are as one receivers, one as thousands of believers, eats of him who cannot waste. Bad and good the feast are sharing, of what diverse gloom dooms preparing, endless death for the bad, and endless life for the faithful. Life to these, to those, damnation, see how like participation is with unlike issues rife. When the sacrament is broken, doubt not, but believe 'tis spoken, that each severed outward token doth the very whole contain. It's the complete Christ, even when it's broken. Not the precious gift divides, breaking but the sign betides. Jesus still the same abides, still unbroken does remain. I ask you to look up in Google the miracle of Lanciano, L-A-N-C-I-A-N-O, Lanciano. There was a priest that was doubting the very presence of Jesus at the altar, and what happened is it turned into flesh, real flesh. You can turn to your computers, miracle of Lanciano, L-A-N-C-I-A-N-O. It was in the 5th or 6th century. We still have it. They analyzed this part of the flesh of Jesus, and guess what it was? It was his heart, part of his very heart. And he's also the blood type, the universal donor. My Lord, since the 6th century, this body of Christ, flesh of Christ, real flesh, I received the real flesh under the form of bread, but this in Lanciano was real flesh under no form. It's real flesh from the heart. Lo, the angel's food is given to the pilgrim who has striven. See the children's bread from heaven, which no dogs may not be spent. Can't give it to animals. Truth, the ancient types fulfilling. Isaac bound, a victim willing. Paschal lamb, its life blood spilling. Manna to the Father sent. Very bread, good shepherd, tend us. Jesu, of your love befriend us. You refresh us, you defend us. Your eternal goodness send us in the land of life to see. You who all things can and know, who on earth such food bestow, grant us with your saints the lowest, where the heavenly feast you showest, fellow heirs and guests to be. Amen. Alleluia. I tell you, we need to receive the body and blood of Christ. We need to receive the body and blood of Christ. He comes to us and we are turned a little more into Him when we receive in faith, when we give our lives to Him. It's all about giving our lives to Him and believing that the bread that came down from heaven is the Eucharist, that the manna in heaven that came down from heaven was just a sign. It was not the substance. It was the shadow of the Eucharist. The Eucharist is the substance. The substance. Maybe you've left the church and you're really hungry for God. You've got to come back and go to confession. You've got to come back and go to confession to receive the real presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You know, the early Christians were called cannibals. Did you know that? Why? Because they said they ate and drank the body and blood of Christ. Even the enemies knew it was the body and blood of Christ, but they didn't know they weren't cannibals. We eat what He sets before us. On the night before He died, He took bread, said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to His disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body." In a like way, He took the cup. In like manner, He blessed it and gave it to His disciples, saying, "Take and drink, for this is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me," anamnesis, make present the one sacrifice of Calvary. Oh yes, it's all about the body of Christ, and it's all about the word of Christ. Do you know that the church tells her priests that the job of the priest is to proclaim the word of God and to celebrate the Eucharist with faith? To proclaim the word of God with faith and to celebrate the Eucharist with faith. That's what the Lord, the church tells her priests. And the priests need to hear that today. that we are called to proclaim the Word of God, and we are called to celebrate the Eucharist with faith, with great faith, that this is truly the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew 23, verse 27. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which on the outside look beautiful, but inside they are full of bones of the dead and all kinds of filth. So you also on the outside look righteous to others, but inside you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you build the tombs of the prophets and decorate the graves of the righteous, and you say, if we had lived in the days of our ancestors, we would not have taken part with them in shedding the blood of prophets. Thus you testify against yourselves that you are descendants of those who murdered the prophets. Fill up then the measure of your ancestors, you snakes, you brood of vipers. How can you escape being sentenced to hell? Therefore I send you prophets, sages, scribes, and some of whom you will kill and crucify, and some you will flog in your synagogues and pursue from town to town, so that you may come all the righteous blood shed on earth, from the blood of righteous Abel to the blood of Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, whom you murdered between the sanctuary and the altar. Truly, I tell you, all this will come upon this generation. I tell you, we want to respect God's men. We want to respect God's prophets. We want to help them out. Oh, yes, he raises up prophets in our midst, saying more than, my people, I love you. He raises up prophets to tell us what's going to happen. Yes, he raises up prophets so that they can tell the people what's going to happen, so that they can prepare the people. Jesus prepared his people, his disciples, for the coming of the Holy Spirit. Listen to what he says in the lament over Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often have I desired to take your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. See, your house is left to you desolate, for I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. How the Lord wants to gather you under his wings, as a chicken gathers her brood, but you would not come. You say, I'm too sinful. I'm telling you, he bore your sin upon the cross. You say, I'm not ready. I'm telling you, you might not have another time. You say, well, you know, I'm not holy. No, there's only one that's holy, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. Come to Jesus this morning and pray with me, Lord Jesus Christ, come into my heart and be my Lord and my Savior. Reveal to me the Eucharistic sacrifice, the one sacrifice of Calvary. Reveal to me that I would never doubt that you are totally present under the form of bread and wine. Reveal to me, O Jesus, my Lord. Amen. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I do need to hear from people. Go to inseason.net and please leave a gift on PayPal or Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Go to inseason.net and please leave a gift on PayPal or Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. I cannot do these broadcasts unless you help me. May God bless you today and fill you with His love and go into the vineyard in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.